Chapter 11. I arrived at my father's office at Scotland Yard to find Chief Inspector Taverner talking about the case.
"I haven't discovered anything at all," he was explaining sadly. "I can't find a financial motive. They all have enough money. And there's no evidence that Brenda Leonides and Lawrence Brown were having a love affair."
"I can do better than that," I said, sitting down. "Roger Leonides and his wife Clemency were planning to go abroad. Roger and his father had an emotional interview on the day of the old man's death. Aristide Leonides had found out something was wrong, and Roger admitted it."
"How do you know that?" demanded Taverner.
"A private detective told me. I explained to them about Josephine and how she thought Roger had been stealing money from his company."
"It sounds as if the child knows everything that happens in that house," my father commented. "If this information is true, it changes everything," said Taverner. "If Roger was stealing money from the company and his father found out, then Roger had a motive for killing him. Brenda Leonides was out at the cinema. All Roger had to do was go to his father's bathroom, empty out an insulin bottle and fill it up with Esserine. Or perhaps his wife Clemency did it. She admitted that she went over to Aristide Leonides' part of the house, and I think she's quite capable of poisoning someone."
"I still don't think that Roger would use poison to kill someone," I said. "But I agree that Clemency might. I had liked Roger. I don't think that Clemency cares about money, but she does care about her husband. For him, she could be, well, ruthless." The next day, Taverner and my father had news.
"Roger's company, Associated Foods, is definitely going to go bankrupt soon," reported Taverner, looking pleased and slightly excited. "It's been badly managed for years."
"By Roger Leonides?" I asked.
"Yes, he's in charge," said Taverner.
"But we don't think he's been stealing money. He just doesn't know how to run a business properly and has made lots of bad decisions."
"Roger was only in charge of such a big company because he was Aristide Leonides' son," my father remarked. "He's been stupid," added Taverner, "but he hasn't done anything against the law."
"So why commit murder?" I asked.
"Associated Foods needs a lot of money quickly to stop it going bankrupt," explained Taverner. "Roger inherits a lot of money now his father is dead. Though he won't get the money in time, the banks will give him credit and the company can be saved."
"Why didn't Roger just ask his father for help?" I asked.
"I think he did," said Taverner, "and Josephine overheard, but the old man refused to give Roger the money."
I thought that Taverner was right. Aristide Leonides was a generous man, but he didn't like to waste money. He had refused to give Magda the money to produce her play. I thought it was unlikely that he would give Roger enough money, probably hundreds of thousands of pounds, to save Associated Foods. The only way for Roger to avoid financial ruin was if his father died. It was a strong motive for murder.
"I've asked Roger Leonides to come here to my office," my father said. "He'll be here soon."
Sure enough, Roger soon arrived, clumsily bumping into a chair as he entered the room. In fact, he was so clumsy that I couldn't imagine him putting Esserine into an insulin bottle. Surely he would have dropped the poison or broken the bottle.
"You wanted to see me," said Roger eagerly. "Oh, hello, Charles. I didn't see you. Have you found something?"
My father spoke coldly and officially, telling Roger about his legal rights and asking him if he wanted a lawyer. Roger looked confused.
"But why am I here?" he asked. "I've told you everything I know."
"You did not tell us about the conversation you had with your father on the afternoon of his death," said Taverner, "about Associated Foods."
Roger sat down suddenly, holding his face in his hands.
"I didn't think anybody knew about that."
"You need to tell us the truth," said Taverner. "Will Associated Foods go bankrupt?"
"Yes," admitted Roger. "The company can't be saved now. I wish my father had died without ever knowing about it. I feel so ashamed. My father trusted me with his biggest company, and I failed him."
Why did you and your wife plan to go abroad without telling anybody? Asked my father.
I didn't do anything against the law, said Roger. But I didn't want to tell my father about it. He was so fond of me and would offer to help. But I'm no good at business or managing a company. I've been so unhappy. I just wanted to escape from it all. Clemency, she's a wonderful woman, agreed to go away with me without telling anyone so we could live somewhere simply and quietly.
I see, said my father slowly. So why did you change your mind and ask your father for help? Roger stared at him.
But I didn't, he exclaimed. My father found out himself. When he asked me about it, I told him everything.
The dear old man was so good and kind to me. He insisted on giving me the money to save Associated Foods and wrote to his bank straight away. Your father agreed to help you? Asked Taverner, astonished.
Yes, I've still got the letter, said Roger. I forgot to post it. I was so shocked and confused after Father's death.
He looked in his pockets.
Here,
he said, finding the letter.
Read it yourselves if you don't believe me.
My father and Taverner read the letter eagerly. I read it later. Roger had told the truth. Aristide Leonidis had asked his bank to give Associated Foods enough money to save the company from bankruptcy. What did you do after your father wrote this letter? Asked Taverner.
I rushed back to my own part of the house and told Clemency what had happened and how wonderful my father had been. About half an hour later, Brenda came rushing in saying that father was ill, just as I told you before.
So you didn't visit your father's bathroom at any time? My father asked.
I don't think so. No, I'm sure I didn't. Why? You don't think that I...
My father stood up and managed to interrupt.
Thank you, Mr. Leonidis, he said, shaking Roger's hand.
You have been very helpful, though you should have told us all this before. When Roger had left, I looked at the letter.
So Aristide Leonidis was going to help Roger, said my father. That means that Roger had no motive for murder.
In fact, he paused, if Aristide Leonidis had lived a day longer, Roger and Associated Foods would have been all right. But because he died so soon, the company will now go bankrupt. Maybe someone wanted Roger to fail, suggested Taverner.
What about the old man's will? My father asked. Who actually gets the money now?
Taverner sighed.
The lawyers can't tell us. There is an old will, but it was cancelled when the new will was made. But if Aristide Leonidis died without a legal will, then his wife, Brenda Leonidis, gets everything. She's the most likely person to have played tricks with the will, though I still have no idea how.
I didn't know either. We were looking at the problem from the wrong way round.